Well, this is it. This is now May the 3rd, 2010. Russ Dizdar here, shatterthedarkness.net. Listen, welcome to another week. Another week where we've got a topic already up on the website called Fighting for the Soul of the USA. I know that that's what thousands of you understand. You know that there's a battle. It's more than a culture war. It's a it's an ideology. It is, ultimately a spiritual battle, yes, because there is the will of God involved in all of this. Listen, how you doing? This is Russ Dizdar. If you're brand new to this show, we are here actually four times every week right now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Tuesday night, Survive to Thrive, and that is at 7 p.m. So we're glad to see you coming in, and many thousands of you come to the archives later. So we do have those in case you miss a show, and we want to say again, welcome. The central website is shatterthedarkness.net. There you're going to find some of the newest broadcasts, podcasts, teaching series, all the materials that are up there. Very busy site, so do please take your time. A lot of things to see, a lot of things that we're adding, and we are glad to be home this month. Though, I will say, from the end of March into April, the three conferences were absolutely, just absolutely fantastic. And there's been great fruit, and those who've come to Christ, those who have been engaged to study, and, well, listen, we had one fellow we're thinking about all the time, Philip, up there in Canada. He has bought every single course that we have, and he is studying, man. He had a bag full of books. He is studying, and he wants to make an impact, and that's what this week is all about. The title for the topic, May the 3rd to May the 7th, is Fighting for the Soul of the USA. Now, the strange thing, after I put this up this morning, I was out this afternoon. I just got back from deep into the woods. So, we've been back about 45 minutes. And listening to the radio on the way home, here I'm listening to a politician that is up for vote tomorrow, telling everybody locally here that he is here to fight for the heart and the soul of the USA. I was kind of amazed. I mean, that is what is on the mind of many, many millions of Americans. There is truly a battle for the heart and the soul of America. And there is, on the one hand, the will of God. What is God's will? On the other hand, there is a clear battle because there's a secondary agenda, a secret agenda. And we can see it all wrapped up in shadow government, shadow military, shadow religion, counterfeit, alternative spiritual directions. And the unprecedented developments with alternative spirituality. That has moved millions since the 60s to a new ideology, a new concept. And there is that push ultimately. Behind all of what is going on now is a battle to either string America along to globalism. And I'm not talking just political globalism. I'm saying to the politicians and to the military leaders, I'm saying to those who understand the political ideology, the concept of shifting ideologies, that behind the veneer of political ideology, behind all of that, is a deep-seated, long-term spiritual battle that is emerging. That is emerging and showing us that we are in the final days. But that does not mean that we give up. Listen, as a believer in Christ, in God, I do not give up on the nation that I'm living in. And I know that God has a plan. God has his will. God is calling for, the surrender. The heart and soul of the United States to yield to God, to Christ. And we're going to show you the sum total of biblical revelation points to this. I'll say it again. The sum total of biblical revelation points to all of this. But there is a battle. There is a battle from the beginning. There was shadow government and secret society and an agenda in the beginning. Now listen, when I say Luciferic, I mean the real spiritual agenda that involves the, at this time, a secretive goal to bring an elimination to Christendom, to the Jews, ultimately, Israel. It has that as part of its agenda. And in the development of that agenda, there is the goal to constantly build the critical mass of thinking. The critical mass of thinking. Now, there is a battle in America right now because you can see that there are those that are fighting for the history of the United States. I'm going to say that to all the believers in Christ out there, that it's more than just fighting for the past. It is fighting for what God's will is all about. That's how it should have been with all the founders. Not all the founders were believers in Christ. The deists and those that denied the deity of Christ. Listen, there was a battle in the beginning. There's a big battle right now. But we need to understand and align ourselves with the will of God. The Bible reveals that the will of God is good, that it's pleasing, that it's perfect. That God's will is about saving and rescuing and blessing and protecting and guarding a life, a family, a city, a nation. We see it in the book of Acts. Jesus died for the sum total of humanity. And in the evangelistic endeavor to reach the world, one by one, we find this throughout the book of Acts. We find it in what is called oikos. It's a Greek word, household. Oikos, evangelism, like Cornelius, like the jailer, where the entire household and servants and friends, everybody is impacted and comes to Christ. And then we see cities. And then we see, well, like Samaria, Acts chapter 8. Don't forget, we've got the new Philip factor. There's a one-hour training. It's right on the central beginning of the website, shatterthedarkness.net. The Philip Factor, if you're a believer in Christ and you want to know what is the best thing I can do with my life, what is the central issue of the will of God, where is it I will find the hand of God, the presence of God, the power of God, and the pledge of the living Christ walking and working with me to accomplish his will. What is it that I need to be doing accomplishing, and what God will lead me to do that will be the most fruitful. Well, we literally unveil that in a, I think it's like a 68-minute teaching called the Philip Factor, and that is free on the website. Take a check. It's good to listen to that this week as we talk about fighting for the soul of the USA. Now, Monday night tonight, this is May 3rd, we're going to deal with America. This is the title tonight, America, When Darkness Reveals Its Head, Seeing Luciferic Enthronement. Now, Tuesday at 7 p.m., here's the title, Political Ideology, Speeches and Laws Reveals Whom You Serve, or Who You Serve, we'll put up. Wednesday at 6 p.m., the title, Fierce Prayer Against Political Darkness, Heaven Strikes Back. And then Friday night is America's Greatest Hope. And we define it this way, Compassionate Supernatural Evangelism, with a subtitle, Acts of the Greatest Revolution Still on Fire. The Acts of the Greatest Revolution Still on Fire. In a fallen world, there's a great revolution that's going on. And I believe the cross is a revolt against the darkness. The cross is a demonstration of darkness in all of its depths, defeated, crushed, and broken, that the end of radical evil will come one day soon. a new heaven, a new earth, and the reign of peace and righteousness and a new day. Well, it's all coming, but I've got to tell you that biblical revelation, the Spirit of God himself has told us that radical, catastrophic, chaotic, nation-shaking, nation-destroying events are coming to this world, are coming to our nation, are coming to our neighborhoods. And the kind of spiritual feeling in the air, that sense of ominous darkness, well, it's there. And that sense that you feel, that presence that you feel behind it, is the troops of hell itself beckoning to burst out over into our side. I think it has everything to do with the four horsemen in the book of Revelation. Maybe we'll take a look at that in one of the discussions this week, because it involves a bursting out, a breaking out of events. Each one of those represents massive event. And literally, it affects the entire world. Those four horsemen, Revelation 6, it involves global impact in every single case. Well, let me stop just for a few minutes just to tell you again. This is Russ Dizdar. We are so glad that you're here with us tonight. You can email me during the show. I know that we're way behind, 717 emails. We tried yesterday to get back to about 30 to 40. We'll try again today to ramp up our responses and get back. But the fact is, we can't get back all the time to everyone. But on a daily basis, we are starting to get what comes in every day, at least. So we're glad. But during the show, we're taking a look at what comes in. We're glad that Pat and Karen and others have emailed in, and others have said that hello. And again, we're glad you're listening. And we have a friend in Pennsylvania that we're praying for concerning her health. And just want to throw up the name Sue. For everyone out there that needs, she needs the prayers, and we're going to ask you to stretch out your prayers to an individual named Sue, and just really ask for God's healing, God's grace, and let's just be doing that. So a couple of emails are coming in right now, and I want to say thank you again. Looks like from Maryland, and we will take a look at this longer email here right after the show, and dealing again there with a spiritual warfare issues. Let's take a look also at Pat coming in. And here's a quick question Pat asked for me tonight is, I would like to know your discerning thoughts about Reiki, the idea of Reiki healing, an alternative health system that is growing fast. Even veterans hospitals are using it now. And I know some practitioners who are certain they can cure my maladies with it. Now, they're asking whether it's okay to try it or not. I'm going to tell you no. There's no reason to go to an alternative spiritual source for healing. There's no question that Reiki has some effect. But what is the origin? It is not just human presence. Real Reiki masters rely upon spirits, the energy emanating from spirits to transfer to and so many who have had deep Reiki work and have gotten through enhancement, non-human enhancement. They can call it energy, but the energy backs up into an entity that is giving counterfeit healing. And usually it's partial and temporary, but many times it will bring demonic attachment, spirit attachment, and bring other guidance for people who don't even know the Lord, don't even have the Spirit of God in them, to into deeper New Age-oriented stuff. So it goes back. It's older stuff. And do a little study of the background, but you're going to find out that Reiki masters rely upon, and they're into the spirits and rely upon the energy and seek to transfer that And some will try to sell you that it's their own energy. They rub their hand. You feel the heat. It's more than that. There is non-human enhancement, where I'm telling you that the energy and the actual healing function is emanating from a spirit coming through a Reiki master or healer that that becomes the channel, literally. So I want to say to every believer, no, go to the living God. Go to the living Christ. Take a read of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. And no matter what, never sell out. Never sell out to a substitute, no matter what you have to go through. Let me read Isaiah, because I already have this today as part of my own devotion. But I'm reading the very beginning of chapter 46, Isaiah 46, verse 1. Referring to two Old Testament demon gods, they're still around today. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops low. Their idols are borne by beasts of burden. The images that are carried about are burdensome, a burden for the weary. Now, there's a discussion dealing with how Israel has been seduced because constantly the dark spirits, demon gods, small g, constantly are coming after Israel, constantly bringing and offering their works in replacement to God. And so I want to encourage you that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the healer. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. And so I just pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, stretch out your hand to heal Pat. I ask you to reach out your hand and just bring your healing. Guide Pat into the healing that comes from you. You're finding in the book of Mark and the Gospels that power goes out of Christ. The power of the Spirit of God. In Luke 5, you'll read about how the power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. And so we pray today that the power, the dunamis, the power of God would be available. Well, literally, let me pray for all those listening. May God bring God's healing to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't go to another God. Don't go to a demon God substitute. In Isaiah 46, I urge you to read today when God says to his people, verse 4, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Verse 5, to whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? See, Israel was having the problem with the encroachment of other, alternative spirituality, demon gods coming, offering, drawing, guiding individuals away. That's their job. That's what they do. Even when they offer something like healing. And I guarantee you, just as the Spirit of God, the power of the Spirit of God being present, power going out of Christ, even when people get healed nowadays, it is the power of the Spirit of God in the name of the living Christ that goes out to heal. Do you want to be healed by the power of God in Jesus' name? Or will you seek healing by the spirits that will seek to counterfeit what God does? The Spirit of God in the midst of healing will bring attention to Jesus Christ. Demon spirits and old age gods of the Old Testament, they will bring partial healings and temporary healings and powers. Oh, they're real, but they will ultimately be lethal and wrong. So I would urge you not to do what Romans chapter 1 speaks about, how they exchanged the glory of God for a lie. Let me read to you a little bit more out of Isaiah 46. Verse 8, remember this, fix it in mind, take it to heart, you rebels. Now listen to what he's saying to Israel, and I think that in America, with millions of believers in Christ, yet it seems like 450,000 local churches and millions of believers in Christ are not focused with fierce prayer, powerful evangelism, and demonstrating the power and life of the living Christ through their life and the life of the local churches. God says in Isaiah, living words, remember this. God is saying, fix it in your mind. Take it to heart. Verse 9, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I have made known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, but is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. God's will, salvation of every single person listening to me, live right now, or the archives later. Regardless of your background, if you're a seeker, if you are, you know, a psychic, if you're a remote viewer, if you're doing recon, let me tell you right now that God loves you. God has made a provision for you, and God wants you. Not an energy, not a spiritual experience out there somewhere. I guarantee you there's a dark side that seeks to steal this incredible personal salvation that brings you into the immediate fellowship with God and gives the gift of indestructible immortality. Oh, there's a dark side that wants to steal that. So there's a lot of replacement. God, listen, the Word of God predicts counterfeit works will be done. Counterfeit gifts. So to the body of Christ, trust Jesus Christ as Savior, Healer, deliverer, sustainer, helper, guide. Listen, this is the one that gave his life on the cross. And when you read Mark chapter 1, you will see the compassion of God and the healing of God. So I'm saying, in the name of the living Christ, seek Jesus for your, listen, if you're not saved, for to know God for healing, for deliverance. That's my urge today, and I want to say again, that's part of the battle. Fighting for the soul and the heart of the lives of millions and millions. Millions and millions all across America. And thousands of you that come here, and some, you think it's by accident, but I say it's by the providence of God. In this 1 hour of God's amazing grace, we've got to engage you. We get the privilege to speak to you about a love and a pursuit. God pursues you. And I want you to hear all that we're saying about the grace of God. Now listen, I believe all believers in Christ need to be deeply, deeply, deeply into the living Word of God to know and to grasp and let God reveal and to seek the Lord in every single way. No matter what it takes, hold on and seek the Lord. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Those are the words of Christ. He goes on to say in the Gospel of Luke, everyone that asks receives, everyone that seeks will find, and to the one that knocks the door will be opened. Those are the words of God. Seek the Lord right now while he might be found. And if you don't have him inside of you right now, I'm telling you that God wants to come into your life. Now, what am I doing right now? I'm going to tell you right now, by the compelling presence of the Spirit of God, fighting for not just the soul and the heart of the USA, but for yours. Long before the show began tonight, the prayers have already gone up in every direction. If you don't know Jesus, He wants to save you. That means the love of God, the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the empowerment of God, the gift of eternal life, knowing God, can happen right this moment in your life. God's ready to come in. Have you opened your life to Christ? Now, that has taken me a little bit off the subject tonight, but I believe the Spirit of God led that way. And if you are out there and you are going to pray to accept the living Christ as Savior and Lord and allow Him to come into your life and give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, do that right now. Please email me and tell me. I've got materials to help you. You can write to ShatterXmail, ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. Tonight, as we give the title, America, When Darkness Reveals Its Head. When Darkness Reveals Its Head, Seeing Luciferic Enthronement. I'm going to give you one of the ways in which you'll see the Luciferic principle, presence, doctrine, experiences, agenda, surfacing everywhere across America. I mean, there was a burst in the 60s with the second largest proliferation of occult literature in history. There was the massive unleashing of the drugs. Behind the scenes, there was this massive development, MKUltra, Monarch, the development of, well, this creation of mind control, splitting of human personality. We would find out now in the 90s and now into the year 2010 that millions have gone through that in the underground during the 50s and 60s and 70s. I have no question right now that some of you are listening. I have no question right now that some of you have subpersonalities that monitor the show, or coven leaders, or shadow military rogue committed to the Luciferic presence. And I'm saying to the presence that brings a doctrine that says that an alternative spirituality can lead you to deification, that this Luciferic presence can guide the world to a globalism and bring a world that no one has ever seen. Well, it's going to. And it will directly lead the world into the loss of one-third of humanity in just 3 or 4 years. It's all predicted. God shows what this Luciferic enthronement, that is the New Age movement, and finding that it's unleashing its alternative and counterfeit spirituality in education, in the economic realm, political realm. And that's what some, you know, when you're being sold a counterfeit form of healing, Reiki, Sai Baba over in India, he can heal some people. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil can heal people. The devil can give you money. The devil can do all these things, but he will clench your soul and drag you off to hell in the end. Don't sell your soul, even if it's for a temporary fix. Fight to get out of darkness and counterfeit spirituality and come to the living Christ. Because in fighting for the soul and the heart of the USA, it's fighting for the heart and the soul of you. America, darkness has literally reared its head and has literally seduced 150 million or more Americans. And that's not God's will. And I believe that that's a burden. I can't understand why there's not believers that do not have a burden for the lost soul of fellow human beings all around you. I cannot understand the apathy, the emotional coldness, and the lack of doing the will, the central will of God. It is absolutely mind-boggling to know that this goes on. Now listen, I want to tell you, in the midst of this session tonight, I know is the Spirit of, you know, the Spirit of God's got me riled right now because we're going somewhat off my subject in the sense of what I wanted to share into a personal nature. And I believe that is because of the prayers that have been prayed earlier, the sense that God gave me because of those who are listening. I'm not going to reveal names. Now, if you write to me during the show, I won't reveal your name. I sometimes will read an email that comes in. Many of you know, and if you've gone to my site, and many of you that have known me for a while, we've had a deep investment into Pennsylvania. We've traveled to cities and been in Pennsylvania about 40 different times. City after city after city, dealing with satanic ritual abuse, dealing with the dark underground that was unleashed in the 50s. You can all look at it in Pennsylvania, the internment camps, where Nazis were brought here, where the agenda for a Fourth Reich and the development of Godmen-type soldiers, the development of a new man, they call it a chosen one, of the old black flame. There's still the belief they've done the work in the in Pennsylvania, I'm telling you right now, there's probably been 500,000 or more victims of satanic ritual abuse since the 50s, and it is ongoing. We've got investment into PA, we've got individuals, we've got, well, I'm not going to tell you all the trips. We've been to Lancaster. And as I was visiting Lidditz and some individuals close to there, I decided to go downtown Lancaster, and I got out. I walked around. I drove around. It was a lovely city to me and the entire county area. Matter of fact, when I was driving through Pennsylvania, driving to Lidditz to meet with some individuals there, a great ministry that they have launched out there close to Lidditz in dealing with satanic ritual abuse and the abuse of women, I'm going to tell you right now, my heart, you know, for hours and hours looking at the countryside, I was driving by myself. For hours and hours, I was listening to music and praying. I was praying for Pennsylvania all the way through. And I wept and I wept and I wept in my car for hours as I looked at the landscape, as I traveled on the turnpike, as I traveled on my way to Lancaster and then Lidditz. I wept because I know of the deep-seated darkness that has stolen the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands of children. Thousands and thousands of those children were born in the 50s. They were born and sold off by their families. Many that were in the military, many that had the Nazi background, many that were committed to the Black Flame, many that believed in a project of creating a super child, a enhanced child, the splitting of personality, the programming, the demonizing, the placing inside assassins and runners and conjurers and, literally an army that would be built and triggered one day to bring collapse to America and the rise of the Antichrist himself. If you know anything at all about this, listen, we finally wrote a book. A number of the experiences in the book, The Black Awakening, 664 pages. And it wasn't even... It was such an urgency and battle yet to get it out. We have editing errors that were left by the editor. Anyway, that's another story. But listen, you know, you might want to invest in your life and in your understanding. Because getting to the roots of the deepest and darkest hidden agenda that involves battling from a secret, supernaturally laced secret level to develop an undercurrent, a shadow military or shadow army. Oh, it's out there. All through PA, Every single city we've been to, Pennsylvania, every one. No less than 120 victims themselves have been just to our little offices out of Pennsylvania. We have invested 15 years of just praying. Members that just have a prayer map that pray and pour prayers into Pennsylvania. While in Lancaster County, I was taken to some great individual believers in Christ that were prayer warriors, and they could not even meet with me. I came unannounced. Because they were in massive, fierce prayer intercessory meetings, praying for revival and God's impact in Pennsylvania. Look at all the cases in Lancaster about shootings, killings, bodies, missing children. Pennsylvanians, you all know, listen, many of you know. Let me say three things to those providentially today that are listening. Those are the perpetrators. I'm talking to you, the perpetrators themselves that have hidden for so long in your deep-seated secrecy. You know your crimes. You feel arrogant because you, to this day, have gotten away with it. But mark this day as I pray that God unveils and exposes and encounters you. I pray that God will not let any perpetrator listening to this, that God will not leave you alone and bring disturbance to your life, engagement in your life, till either you repent of the vile evil and turn to the living Christ and find one place where there really is power in the blood of Christ, and find God's forgiveness, or may God expose all of what you have done, and may God, whatever it takes, as in the days of Pharaoh, as in the days of Herod, may God do whatever it takes to stop perpetrators who have spent 50 years in the sexual, emotional, mental, soulical, spiritual abuse. See, of the 500,000 victims that could be named out of Pennsylvania, most of them late 40s and 50s, which when you track backwards, when they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in the 50s, so many of them, their children had been sucked in. They're in their 40s. So many of that second generation, also in the breeding project and bloodline creation of chosen ones, there's a third generation now in their 20s, late 20s. And the sad fact right now, even in Pennsylvania, there's a fourth generation. There are babies being born even now. 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-olds. And the exact same thing with probably more demonic, advanced work are being brought into the same project. I'm going to tell you, in Pennsylvania, like we talked last week, 500 million rituals in the last 40 or 50 years. The lowest possible numbers. I would give an estimation out of Pennsylvania, 500,000 or more victims of satanic ritual abuse, the splitting and purposeful creation of subpersonalities. And in all of that, I will also say this, that all of that has taken the conjuring, the ritual work, satanic ritual abuse is what people have called it. They need power in the development of what they consider super or advanced, the old Lebensborn or German concept, Nazi concept, Godmen. Aryan blood. I don't want to go much deeper than that right now, other than to say that I have been just literally focused, and I've got an email that has come in right here in front of my face right now from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say their name, not going to give an email out, so they're safe. I'm just simply telling you right now, because, you know, we put our finger on a map and we pray for Lancaster and Lititz and Erie and Meadville and Newcastle and Washington and all across Sharon, all across Pennsylvania, in the caverns, old military bases, old internment camps, secondary basements, in a lot of hidden places. What has gone on since the 50s continues today in a broader, more definitive scope than even back then. More rituals, more abuse, more stealing of lives and souls. And here I have an individual writing me. The title in this email says, "Am I the person in Lancaster, PA you spoke about?" Let me just simply read you this without revealing anything about the person. "Hi, Russ." I'm quoting. "Hi, Russ. I was born and raised in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Am I the person you were talking about on your podcast? I would love to meet with you the next time you visit that area." Isn't that interesting? "I downloaded as much of your material as I can." They're having difficulty downloading from some of the other stuff. And we'll see about fixing the iTunes issue. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, that's where you can download from there hundreds of MP3s, the newest series that we are doing called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. That, what has been going on since the 50s in America, and has gone from one side of the nation to the other, just as God reported about Israel in the Old Testament. Blood, innocent blood, America. Innocent blood has been shed. A radical evil. Everywhere you see an individual that has gone through satanic ritual abuse, you see a connection to hundreds of satanic rituals, blood being shed, and a satanic technology to convert a human and transmute them and make them, ultimately, a soldier that will help bring in the chaos and ultimately the apocalypse of the Antichrist. All the counselors, all the psychologists that know how to get to deep sub-personalities that know the languages, that know the rituals, that know the agenda, that know what it's all about, they will tell you these things. They will reveal these things. And so for this individual that might be listening right now, may I say that if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you're going to find a ton of things. I'm going to email you back after the show tonight sometime. And yes, there's a plan and a plot and a mission agenda to be into Pennsylvania probably about 30 or 40 times in the next number of months. We always tell individuals after we've been there, because it involves a lot. So I'm glad that you've written. This is the week we're talking in the title of the topic anyway for the whole of the week. America, well, fighting for the soul of the USA. And tonight, America, when darkness reveals its head. Darkness has very clearly revealed its head Now, in some cases, it's masqueraded as an angel of light, Reiki healing, New Age movement, globalism, a vision of economic, environmental, political, military, and religious unity. On the surface, that can sound almost good. Until you know the spirit behind that counterfeit is the one that brought down a third of the angels, engaged the human race, and led us into the fall that brought death, that brought destruction, that brought rape, that brought division, that brought psychological, ecological, economic, spiritual, fragment, brokenness in every way you can conceive. It involves that our spirit went dead before God. You see, if you're lost right now, listen, if you don't know God, there's a reason why. The fact is, we're already lost. We're already dying. We are already hellbound. We are already on that slippery slope to the edge of losing it all for all eternity. But it is God that stepped in. And you've got to know this, my dear friend. For God so loved the world is not a cliche. It is the revelation of why God did it. Why the cross? Why Christ? Why God in human flesh? Why saving, healing, delivering? Why is Christ returning to put an end to all this radical, ragged edge of a world? I guarantee you, when Christ reigns for the millennium, when Christ and God brings the age of the kingdom of God, there'll be no oil spill in the Gulf. There'll be no kids in China killing each other and going berserk. There'll be no VTech shooter. There'll be no rape, missing girls and little baby girls and destroying their bodies in a garbage dump. There'll be no mind control, no ritual abuse. There'll be no politicians that sign legislation for the abortion of thousands and thousands and thousands of babies in the womb. Mankind cannot stop radical evil, but God can and God will. I just pray that you are ready. Maybe it's the drugs that has ripped your life apart. Maybe it's relationships that has ripped your life apart. Maybe it's the abuse. Maybe someone again. Well, I have no question. Write to me even now. I have no question. We have richly abused people listening right now. I'm sorry for what they've done to you. I'm sorry for what radical evil in supernatural secrecy has done to you. It was their goal to keep you from anybody that would know. It was their goal to keep you. It was the sins of the fathers. It's the sins of the mothers. It's the sins of the originators. Oh, I'm telling you right now, all of this backs up to Hell's Kitchen. All of this backs up to the fallen cherub. And we lay blame at the feet of the ancient dragon, a beast. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, as Michael the archangel said. May God stretch out his hands tonight with the most incredible, supernatural rescuing, deliverance, and healing and freeing of individuals that are listening right now or in the archives. May God destroy and crush demonic force, power, might, and presence wherever this is being heard, in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. By the blood that was shed at a cross that every demon in hell knows brought a decisive and final and eternal destruction to their cause, though they fight. So I'm going to ask you right now, for all the believers, thousands of believers out there, will you fight for the soul of America? Will you fight for the lives of family members, neighborhood, school, city? I can only tell you again, and I would only beg that every believer listening to me now would go to Romans, the book of Romans, where God's living word is unveiled. Verse 25. You want to know the will of God for America? You want to know what you should do for America? You want to know what a believer, where the greatest of God's attention, power, presence, and might, and fruitfulness. Take a look at Romans chapter 16, verse 25. The Spirit of God guiding Paul now to him, to God, who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden long ages past. Look at the next verse. But now revealed, from the Greek word phaneroo, made distinctly manifest and clear. God has made his will, his purpose, his desire, his plan absolutely, fully, completely, in detail, he has made it known in Christ, in the gospel, in the mission. So when you read the words of God in Romans 16, 26, but now, reveal, phaneroo, manifest clearly, and made known, gnosed, made known, clearly, experientially made known. How? I'm going to give you right now the sum total of biblical writings, but this particularly points to the prophetic, the writings of the prophets. That are now made known in the New Testament and clarified and given detailed distinction. The will of God, the plan of God, the heart of God, the desire of God is revealed and made known through the prophetic writings, the writings of the prophets, the Grapha. As you're reading the Old, as you're reading the New, when you're reading in the context of all of Scripture, so much of it is prophetic writings, prophete grapha. Grapha is the writings given by the Holy Spirit. But notice, don't stop there. Here's what it says. By the command of the eternal God, this all came, listen, the eternal, infinite, immeasurable, immortal, indestructible God. By the command of the eternal God. By the command of the eternal God. Look at the words, so that. It's called a hina clause in the Greek, with the result or the purpose. Everything God has done is for the purpose that all nations might believe in Christ, might believe in Jesus, might turn to the Savior and obey him. God's will is for England to believe in Christ and follow Christ. God's will for Germany is for Germany to believe in the living Christ, find salvation in him personally, and follow him. God's will for Russia, God's will for China, God's will for Canada, God's will for Australia, God's will for Japan, God's will for Barbados, God's will for Brazil, God's will for Argentina, God's will for France, God's will for Finland, God's will for the Czechs, God's will for Iran, God's will for North Korea, God's will for the Philippines, God's will so that all nations might believe and obey Christ. God's redemption. God's not willing that any perish. God wants to save. God wants to heal. God wants to deliver. God wants every believer listening to me clothed with the Spirit of God. Get involved with the mission of God. Get involved with the purpose of God. Get involved with the heart of God. There's where you'll find the power, the presence, the might, and the manifestation of the full force of heaven itself in the backing of the redemption of the nations, of the redemption of every living human being. That's something I can give my life to. That's something that I can surrender all of my being so that God stretches out his hand, sends his power, the living Christ, operative and among us in the context of this evangelism. Even angels. Well, you read the book of Acts. You read the book of Acts this week, and you'll see where God has pledged, where the living Christ, once dead, raised from the dead, ascended. Wow. Wow. Coming again, but now he's the living Christ in my life and every believer out there. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You can. Pat sends me a note. Hi, Russ. Thank you for answering the question in your prayer. And they're going to press on with Jesus. And we pray right now in the name of the living Christ who is present there, Pat, that Jesus will heal you. May God in Christ heal you. We pray in his name. Another individual writes in saying, thank you very much about praying for Sue. Sue is out of Pennsylvania. Sue is in deep spiritual battle and physical, trouble. And so we are praying for Sue, for God's healing and God's grace to go to Sue. And this is what fighting for the soul and the heart of America is all about. It's about the people. I have got a note from Karen here. People are beginning to see things changing in the U.S. Many people are storing food and ammo and almost have a paranoid attitude in fear of what is coming. I agree with you, Karen. I agree. What are your thoughts on this survival mentality in light of trusting God for provision? Thank you. And this is the question. I believe the safest place, the most powerful place, the most provided for place is in the center of God's will, being light to the world, evangelizing the world. No problem with storing some stuff, having some stuff, but have it for everybody. Use it redemptively. And do it in the context of God's will for America. Get people saved. We'll see you Tuesday night at 7. God's blessing to all of you. Good night.